That one up there has a little teddy bear, a polar bear. So I'm assuming this person liked nature, liked animals.
John Wickiera has been living with AIDS for 18 years. He spends a lot of time doing this, forming communities for support and educating people about the disease. Right now, it's through quilts.
I, as a person living with AIDS for 18 years now, think, holy cow, this could be me someday. I would love to be remembered in this way.
John organized the quilt exhibition in Syracuse, but it's certainly not his first time with the quilts.
There's not a year that doesn't go by that during this time of year I shed a few tears.
Central New York is second only to New York City in the rate of HIV infections in the state. With that in mind, this year the exhibit is all about education. Steve Waldron has been helping organize these events for years and will tell you how important it is to teach people about the disease.
I think it's an awareness message. And I mean, what's really inspiring is the content of these personal messages that students write on the panels after they've observed the exhibition. The hope is that what they got there and what they were able to express then has been translated into behavior changes and lifestyle choices.
Walking into the exhibition, you're surrounded by colorful memorials. Ideas of life and death are all mixed up together with emotion and come out in these pictures. Pictures that you can't help but notice are very personal.
Like this one up on the top, that I think is beautiful. You know, that's something I would do, standing in the hills looking at the stars and the moon and the water, and you know, that's very just peaceful. That to me, that's just so peaceful.
People like Michael, who are living with the disease, can't help but feel the power the quilts have.
For me, the emotion's still raw. I mean, some of those quilts, if they're not here, there are some that still go back 20 years. I mean, when it was just known as AIDS, and you just treat them with respect.
Michael was diagnosed in 2006. And like many of the people memorialized in the quilts, he has a story to tell, but it hasn't been easy.
It's taken me 4 years to actually get out. And as I told John, I think now is the right time for me to actually get out and tell my story. Because like she said, they're all so different. And the ones that have paved the way for 18 years... I'm sure it's still raw for them, just as raw as it is for myself today.
Michael's found a community in Syracuse he can trust, a community that, working together, is making this exhibition happen, with people like John and Steve and others living with the disease too, like Jessica.
So then when you come into a group of other people that are positive and you can just release and be totally 100% open and honest and accepting, no matter who they are, no matter what their background is, where they've come from, how they got it.
The quilts were produced by the Syracuse Names Project and will be on display at the Southwest Community Center until the end of today, World AIDS Day. For WRVO News, I'm Matt Johnston.